Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
And joining us on the line right now, I haven't said this in a while. It's so cool to say this. Social media law expert Emma Sadlier. Good morning, Emma.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. How are you guys doing?
It's great having you online again. And so, Emma, you're in Durban for a talk that you're giving at Crawford College, La Lucia. Let me just see your post. It says, selfies, sects. Sexts.
Sexts.
Smartphones, parenting, and Screamager. It's open to the public. I'll give you more of those details a little bit later. But right now, Emma, please tell me about this Momo challenge.
Should I
be worried as a parent?
No. I think the short version is you shouldn't be worried, particularly about the Momo challenge. It's proven to be a hoax. There's no question that there has been some sicko out there who has been splicing these excerpts of this creature that they call Momo. It's like a chicken woman's head.
Yeah.
Into YouTube videos which are targeted at children.
Yes.
But I don't think that this poses any more of a risk than any of the other kind of content that kids are seeing online. You know, we talk about how the internet has no shallow end. And I think parents are just so quick to use the iPad as a pacifier and you go out for dinner and you just hand over the kids, hand over the YouTube to the kids, and maybe you put it on YouTube Kids and you think that's great. But it's not just the Momo challenge you should be scared about. You know, there's all sorts of crazy content on the internet. So I think that it's a timely and very important reminder for parents to know what the hell their children are up to online. And don't wait until it's too late.
But Emma, we can't be sitting over and watching over their shoulder all the content that they're watching all the time. And I know you're going to be talking about this extensively tonight at Crawford College, La Lucia. But in a nutshell, what can parents do to guard our kids against this type of content?
Yes, I think when the children are very little, I think it's important to, rather than put them on the internet, you know, for example, have a Netflix download, a Netflix for kids. That kind of content is curated. The problem with when they're watching on YouTube Kids, for example, is that all of that content is user-generated. Mm. And as much as I do believe they really are trying to clean up their acts. For example, we've seen this week YouTube removing comments because predators, there's just so many predators out there, are commenting under pictures, videos of children. So I think as much as they are trying, it's a very reactive approach instead of a proactive approach. You know, they don't vet every single thing that lands up on YouTube, but they do respond when people complain about it. I remember being interviewed late last year on Fortnite pornography. So there were these seemingly YouTube Kids tutorials on playing Fortnite, but it was really hardcore pornography, and that was targeting children. So I think where possible, make sure that that you're downloading content and not just having a free for all on the internet. When your children get a bit older, making sure that they know that they can come to you when they see inappropriate material, because it's not if, it's when, right?
Exactly.
And they're not overreacting when they do, so that they don't, you know, not tell you the next time.
8:22 on East Coast Breakfast, One Republic and Start Again. Right, we're back online with Emma Sadlier, social media law expert and knower of all things social media and how to protect our children. She's doing a talk tonight, this evening. It's at Crawford College, La Lucia. I will be there. Emma, first things first, how do we get hold of these tickets?
Okay, so all the details are on my website, The Digital Law Company. It's a super easy process on Quicket. But we'll also have tickets at the door. And if you can't afford a ticket, then come anyway.
Just arrive.
Just people away.
Okay, just sneak in.
Yeah.
You're quite right. It is this very, very important message. Who are you targeting? Who's this talk for?
So the talk is for parents primarily, and for teenagers. You know, I put on the flyers anyone over the age of 13 because I don't think children under the age of 13 should have a smartphone. And people can tell me I live in the dark ages, but I promise you, Darren, I'm on the ground and I see how badly things go wrong, particularly in that sort of 11, 12 age group, because I just don't think they're ready to be in the online world. So if parents want to bring children who are younger than 13, you know, with parental guidance, I'm afraid we have to talk about adult themes. We have to talk about suicide and sexting and pornography and self-harm, because these are huge issues on the internet. And it's a no-holds-barred talk. We are going to talk about everything. Ideally from 13, but it's up to parents if they want to bring children younger. And actually, Darren, everyone's got something to learn from it. Everybody who is on social media, because we talk about the laws. We talk about what it means to be a publisher. We talk about what it means to be a celebrity in the digital age with everyone taking pictures pieces of us and what privacy means. And we're going to talk about how to look after your online reputation. We're going to talk about things like addiction and sleeplessness as a result of blue light. I can tell you I didn't sleep last night at all, but I think it was more to do with the babes video than anything.
Yeah.
Well, can we actually, Emma, can we talk about that Babes Wodumo video as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
That video that she took of the alleged assault by her partner, is this a video that in court would be strong enough evidence to prosecute?
Absolutely.
Really?
You know, it's one of the most powerful pieces of digital evidence that I've seen. Because it's in real time, it's live. Because it came from her account.
Of course it was live.
You know,
so
whenever you use digital evidence in court, you have to pass various tests. And the team on the other side, whether it's the prosecution or the defense, can raise questions about it. But we see content from social media routinely used in court cases. You know, remember in the Oscar Pistorius case, there was a video of the YouTube, the shooting of the watermelon. There were tweets that were read out. There was WhatsApp messages read out between Oscar and Reva. You know, it's very, very usual to have content from social media. And, you know, Darren, I spend a lot of my life talking about the bad things of social media, the dangers of social media. And I just think this is one of the best illustrations of how powerful social media can be.
Yes, as a tool for change,
Yeah, as an evidence gathering tool that everybody has a platform. Yeah. You don't have to rely on sympathetic media. If you've got a story to tell, you can tell it. And I think that particularly in incidences where, you know, we talk about Big Brother and how scary that is, but it also means that a lot more people are being prosecuted. If we have a look at children and the bullying cases, for example, you know, and the paper trail is there. Mm-hmm. Often it's a question of just taking a screenshot of that WhatsApp exchange where you have been bullied.
Yeah.
Where in the old days you had to interrogate, did you say this thing, who heard you? It was much, much harder. And now there's the evidence. Let's make sure that person is held to account.
No, but this is a double-edged sword, though, isn't it? Because I remember you saying that people sharing other people's content, especially when it's stuff like this, could hurt the case.
It can. I mean, so where it's... You know, what I get worried about, Darren, is where the evidence is not so obvious. You know, so I take a picture of Darren's face and I say, this guy is a baddie, something terrible. This guy's a pedophile.
Yeah.
And there, you know, then other people share it, but they don't actually have firsthand knowledge. Where the content speaks for itself like it does in this video, you know, there is no question. Then I'm happy for people to get involved. And also, obviously, if there was a child involved, I would say don't share it. You know, particularly in the bullying videos, what they're saying is that the secondary harm done to the victim of the bullying when that video goes viral is worse than the original incident, worse than the attack because of the shame associated with it. But in this case, given the circumstances, given how illegal that content was, given that she posted it herself, I would even say differently, Darren, if that content had been posted by somebody else. For example, if there was illegally obtained footage, if it was a CCTV camera
leaked
or something. But the fact that she posted that herself, for me, there's an implicit consent in us talking about that content.
Well, Emma, I look forward to seeing you tonight. And listen, Pandora's box is open. The parents, you can't guard, you can't stop the internet. You can't stop these viral videos. But what you can do is you can arm yourself. And that's what Emma's talk about is tonight. We've got all the details for tonight's speech by Emma Sadlier. All the details are on our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, and on our website, East Coast Breakfast. Emma, we'll see you later.
Can't wait to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, bye.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.